We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us, riding with the King. Sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. All right, Howard, we'll get to the Brady stuff in a second. But first, we got a couple coaches here that are still up for jobs. So it seemed like maybe we were in the clear, but now I'm not sure. So we know three jobs were filled, right? Frank Reich is the Panthers coach. DeMeco Ryans got the Texans job where he played. So that's, I think, a good fit for him to go back there. And then Sean Payton took the money from the Broncos, and he's going to try to fix Russell Wilson.
Wait, how much money? I saw a report, $17 to $20 million a year. Are you kidding me?
Well, if you want him to take the job, you got to give him the money.
Yeah, no, who would want that job? Because that's another quarterback that's next to the unemployment.
Well, yeah. So Payton went there. So that means there's two jobs open: Colts, Cardinals, and we know Shane Steichen's involved. He's having his second interview for the Colts on Saturday.
Yep.
And then it sounds like Gannon's name is still being connected to the Cardinals. So we're not out of the woods yet. These guys could get these jobs.
You know, and the fact that they haven't hired coaches yet, one of the indications are they're waiting for the teams to get through the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because they can't hire them before. They can interview mm-hmm. them, but they can't hire them. So that kind of indicates to me it's somebody from both of these teams. Who from Kansas City would be... I can't think.
I'm not sure. I feel like Bieniemy's name has cooled over the years. He doesn't get as many opportunities for head coaching jobs. I don't think Spagnuolo's getting another head coaching job. He's kind of become just a coordinator. Yep. It's Eagles guys.
Yeah, if they lose both of them, that wouldn't be good for the Eagles.
No,
it'd be good for them, but not
sure.
For the Eagles.
Sure. I mean, it'd be hard to replace both.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I think Steichen's easier to replace because you have Sirianni, who's an offensive guy. You have Brian Johnson here. I think you can get through that.
You know what?
I don't want to lose Gannon.
I'm not so sure if they lose Gannon, that Vic Fangio, who I think is an excellent...
I think he's taking the Miami job. I saw some reports.
The defensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I thought about that name, too, because he was here in camp, wasn't he? He was hanging around.
Oh, a lot. And he loves Philadelphia because he coached here years ago.
Yep.
He's a big Sixers and Phillies fan.
I thought it would be the perfect fit, too.
I know. And he obviously he's gotten along well with Nick Sirianni. I was hoping.
Yeah, Schefter had it actually today. He spoke with multiple teams. He has decided to join the Dolphins as a defensive coordinator. He's going to go there.
I guess he couldn't wait. They wanted to make a decision.
Sure.
And he couldn't wait for...
They got to keep Gannon. It would be a big deal to lose him because I don't know who the replacement is this late in the process.
Wait a minute. Midway through the season, who was saying that?
Well, very few people. And now he's the toast of the town, Jonathan Gannon.
Oh, yeah. Well, until the first touchdown gets scored.
Until Patrick Mahomes puts some points on the board. Yeah, everyone's going to hate him then.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I kind of thought they were in the clear, but now this Cardinals thing makes me worried about it. The Colts still have a lot of candidates, though. I could see Steichen not getting that job. It's not like they're down on one or two.
Yeah, it's just – but who wants to go with Arizona? That quarterback's a diva. Is that the – I think that's the right word. He's a diva.
That's a good word for it, yeah.
And
I wouldn't want that job. But I mean,
I think he's uncoachable, especially with his contract.
It is hard though for these coordinators because how do you pass up an opportunity? Some guys do, but it's
hard.
And
you may not have as you might not be as high on the list. You know, and I don't know that they look at next year. Next year you have 9 road games, 3 West Coast trips if you count Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Could be international. One of those games, Kansas City could be international. You can't have New England, that would be a disaster. If you had, think about this. New England plays in Germany too. So you have two West Coast games. You have the Rams in Seattle. You have Kansas City, who plays in Germany, and New England. Kansas City and the Eagles could be the Thursday night game.
To open the season.
Which is what normally the case. Mm-hmm. So they'd have to play that in Kansas City because that's where they're playing the game. So that leaves New England. Four long trips.
It'd have to be the most travel of any team in the NFL next year.
You can't do
that. It's brutal.
Yeah. So when you look at that, would they do that to the Eagles? Because there's still a window where they have to go overseas, but the window hasn't closed yet. I think they have two or three more years left before they have
for their next overseas game?
Well, yeah, before they have to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be rough. So we'll keep an eye on the coaching stuff. But you're right. The longer it drags on, you may think it may be Eagle stuff. All right, Howard, let's get to this Brady thing here. So Tom Brady retired yesterday for the second time because we did this last year
By the way, you know, he's a magician. He is better than I thought he was. He said, I got up this morning and I decided to tell you guys. I tell you what, he brought up the sun an hour and a half to 2 hours earlier than it normally comes up. Because his video was shot in daylight, and it was posted at 5 a.m.
That's why he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
That's why.
Now he can have the sun come up.
I wonder how many days in advance that video was actually recorded, then he posted it when he posted it.
Just be honest, Tom.
All right, Howard, we got to play this for you. I heard this yesterday. This is the dumbest thing anyone will say on TV all week long. NFL Network yesterday.
They
yes.
I still have a few more days.
But just wait for this. NFL Network yesterday morning, Sean O'Hara, the former Giant, the center, listen to what he compared the moment we heard Tom Brady retiring to. You know, here it is.
This is a huge moment, not just for Tom Brady, not just for the NFL, but like for all of us. You know, look, people remember where they were when JFK was assassinated. You remember where you were with 9/11.
Can I tell you something? Can I interrupt you real quick? His first start was a week after 9/11. That's how long ago he's been playing.
I came out the same year as him, 2000, and he's still playing. 23 years. That's a long time. But I'm going to remember this. Like, I'm going to remember who I'm with. Kyle's going to remember he was in Vegas. You're going to remember where you were when Tom Brady announced his official retirement.
Your reaction.
You're right. The most ridiculous. First of all, I'm not going to remember where I was.
No, none of us. He did this twice.
We do remember where we were with 9/11.
Of course.
We do remember JFK being shot, if you were old enough.
Yeah.
And I was a kid. And
but those are tragic American moments.
Yeah, you're comparing it to a tragic moment. This is not tragic. He stayed around a year or too long. And I'm not going to remember where I was. It was on social media. You could be driving in your car. I mean, is that you're going to remember where you are? I mean, that is the most asinine, moronic. That's worse than the worst caller ever.
It's unbelievable.
On WIP.
Who cares? He's 46. He's supposed to retire, right. And he's not even that good anymore. We watched that playoff
he's not
game.
That good. I mean, wow. Wait till I see him.
Gotta say, man, what are you thinking? Yeah, I wonder if he thought of that or it just accidentally came out. Because I hope he didn't think of that before he went on the air. That's bad.
I would bet he did.
Oh, that was terrible.
You know what? It's not moronic and asinine. It's disgraceful.
Well, if you could be offended by it. I mean, he's comparing it to tragedy.
Think about all the people that died. JFK, it was the president of the United States. But 9/11, you had 5,000 people that died in the World Trade Center.
And these are two of the worst moments in American history. Retiring is not in the same league.
What an idiot.
Yeah, just a dopey thing. All right, I'm going to give you, Howard, my top five quarterbacks. I'm excited to hear yours after mine. Here are mine, and this is the definitive list here. So,
what do you mean definitive?
This is the truth. This is the right list. My list is the right list. Top
There's
five.
No way that you have the
top
right
five
list.
Quarterbacks all time. Number one. Clearly, Tom Brady.
Nope.
Number two. Okay, let me. You got a pen here? You're writing this down?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Tom Brady one. Joe Montana, I'll put him at two. Great career, obviously 4-0 in the Super Bowls, but not quite as good as Brady. Number three, Peyton Manning. Number four, Patrick Mahomes. Number five, I put Steve Young at five, Howard. And I believe if he got to play a little earlier, he had two MVPs, and he only played about 7 years as a starter in his 30s. Weird career.
I like Steve.
His numbers don't compute.
I'm going to send him a text after the show and say you put him in the top five, and he's going to be flabbergasted.
He should be. Oh, no, he should appreciate it.
yeah, he will.
His career numbers don't stack up, but that's because he had to wait. He had to wait a long time behind Montana. I always thought he was better than the numbers, so I put him at number five. So I went Brady, Montana, Manning, Patrick Mahomes, Steve Young.
All right. Montana is number one. Never lost a Super Bowl, never threw an interception in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two.
It's got to be Brady. Come on. You can't.
Oh, yeah, no, Brady. Okay. Right. I was looking. Okay. Brady. Number three, John Elway. You didn't even have him in the top five.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning, up until that last Super Bowl, which he was told not to pass in the second half. You remember that,
yeah,
right?
Well, he couldn't throw anymore.
He was done. Yeah. So he won a that game put him over 500 in the playoffs. You know, he did not have an above 500 record until that game. So you can't tell me that Peyton Manning can be in the top five when he didn't even have a 500
record. I can
record.
Because he played in the same conference as the GOAT.
I don't care.
He had to go against Brady in all those title games.
I don't care. What do you mean he had to go against Brady?
He played him in the playoffs.
Same conference.
Right,
the same
but they played each other, I think, three or four times at least.
I don't care. He got smoked his first playoff game against the Jets. Smoked. So I'll give you Patrick Mahomes. I'll give you Mahomes after that's fourth. The fifth guy, that's kind of tough.
It is tough. I think five is really tough. I didn't think Breeze fit good, but not that good.
Well, good enough.
Good, yeah.
You know what? Here's where...
Would you think of Rodgers?
That's I was just writing his name down.
But there's a lot of home playoff losses to weird.
I know, because he had a dope...
Garoppolo, he lost at home.
Well, wait a minute. His coach didn't go for it the last time, right? LaFleur.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
But how about last year? They scored a touchdown last year. One touchdown.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's kind of at the end of his career. So, and he doesn't have the same kind of team around him. And he had a dope as a head coach for all those years in Mike McCarthy. So, Aaron Rodgers clearly has to be in the top five. So, Peyton Manning has to buy a ticket to get into the top five.
Peyton has two rings. Rodgers has one.
No. His team has two rings. Wait, okay, let's break that down.
Wait, you'd rather have Rodgers than Peyton?
Whoa. Denver's defense was off the chart. He didn't get that ring. Their defense got that
Peyton
ring.
Peyton went to three Super Bowls. Rodgers one time.
And he threw an interception. He was through the first interception against Rex Grossman.
Okay.
Rex Grossman.
Who had to go through a tougher conference for their entire career?
I don't care.
Oh, you have to.
I look at him as a player. I'm not looking at just the wins. I'm looking at him as a player. And there's no way.
Bad leader.
No.
Bad leader. Player teammates
Manning
don't like him.
Up until Denver didn't. And Peyton Manning's a great guy. Great guy. And a good leader. But up until that last game when he was told not to throw the ball in the second half.
That's because he was at the end. That's okay.
Okay, but don't tell me three Super Bowls.
But the first two, he was a great quarterback.
Nope.
The first two he went to, he was a great quarterback.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
He was good.
Oh, he was
very good.
He has five MVPs.
But that's because he's the member of the Holy Family of football.
No, stop. Yeah, he didn't win MVPs because his name's Manning. He was the best quarterback.
You know, he didn't. He, like his brother, didn't have a tremendous record over his career. He had great numbers and, you know, what's it, Omaha, and all that other nonsense.
Omaha Productions now.
Yeah, right, Omaha Productions. You know, Omaha, great. My list is really good. Montana, Brady, how could you leave Elway out of there? And I'll put Mahomes in there. And Aaron Rodgers has got to be the top five. Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Peyton Manning.
No, I disagree.
I disagree.
No. I'd rather, if I had to start a team from scratch and then you start at the beginning of their careers, I'll take Peyton. You can have Rodgers. I'll win more games.
No, you won't.
He won like 12 games every year, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he had a better team around him most of the time.
I mean, let's not pretend the Packers haven't had players.
And he didn't have a dope as a coach. Mike McCarthy is a moron and a dope. And the Dallas Cowboys, the Eagles fans, ought to kiss Jerry Jones' rear end for keeping Mike McCarthy. Because it's another year next year that they cannot win. You hear that, cockroaches? You hear that, Cowboys fans? They can't win. So don't give me. Mike McCarthy was the coach.
By the way, I misspoke. Peyton Manning went to four Super Bowls.
Who was the other one?
So he went to the first one against the Bears. Then he lost. They played the Saints.
Oh, they lost.
Yeah. Okay. 2-2 in the Super Bowl. Then he played the Seahawks. They got blown out. and then they beat the Panthers.
That was the game in New York.
Yeah.
He got smoked.
But it's a team game, you just told me.
Well, but he didn't do anything.
One guy went to four Super Bowls. Your guy went to one.
I don't care.
He's been invisible in the playoffs.
Well, he had a better coach. Peyton Manning had a better coach.
I mean, Peyton Manning's coaches, Dungy. That, all right.
Very good coach.
And he went with John Fox. John Fox was
a John Fox was a good coach.
Yeah, but he's just a guy. He's just a guy.
So is Peyton Manning.
No, he's not. What are you talking about? Just a guy. He won five MVPs, just a guy.
That's because the writers vote for it. It's a joke. Okay. It's a joke.
Your list is a joke. If I see Peyton next, I'll tell him you're not
from the That's why Eli Manning's going to get into the Hall of Fame, because he's a member of the Holy Family
of football. Well, it's because he beat the GOAT twice. That's why he's going to the Hall of Fame. That's what happened.
His defense beat the GOAT.
I get it, but...
No, excuse me. Beat Brady once. He's not the GOAT. Not the GOAT.
I just can't. I can't believe you don't have Brady one. I still can't believe it.
No. Nope.
He went
to
10 Super Bowls.
Yeah, and
10!
He actually lost more than he won.
No, he won 7.
Okay, so he was really 5-5.
7-3.
Because Kyle Shanahan
you can't do
went
that.
Stupid. And
can't
then
do it.
Pete Carroll went stupid. Yes.
Can't do it.
No, they lost the game. They should have lost the game. They should have lost both games.
He has 7 rings. You could say coulda, woulda, shoulda all you want.
You know, it's just bogus. Bogus. Bogus.
Who's the best quarterback we didn't put on each? Marino? We did neither of us.
Yeah,
had
you know what? And you know, you complain he only went to one second year in his career he went to a Super Bowl and then never went back.
I know. Similar
Actually,
to Rodgers.
You know what?
Similar.
Marino is better than Peyton Manning. Look at it. If you're going to go by numbers, he's better than Peyton Manning. I forgot about Marino.
Yeah, similar, but I don't know if he's better.
He's better.
Similar.
He's better.
Peyton
Manning's like
so we both had,
James.
We, you no, stop, the stop. Yeah. We both, by the way, two more games? Are you riveted by the LeBron chase to beat Kareem?
No, because that's all he's going after. He doesn't play defense.
I know.
He just
he's
goes
still averaging
after
30
points.
A game. It's pretty remarkable. Yeah, he's 38 years old.
Good. I'm happy.
This is pretty rare.
Yeah, with a losing team.
It's fine. I mean, I get it. I'm not saying that it's a great team. All right, Howard, before we're done. Well, first of all, I'm interesting to me we both had Mahomes already.
Yeah, because he's so dynamic in everything he does.
5 years, 5 AFC title games.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, the coach has something. Who's the best coach in football?
He's one of the two best coaches, him and Belichick.
Belichick is not up there. He's got a losing record.
Well, how far are you going to drop him down? He's still Bill Belichick.
He's still in the top three.
Who else we putting in? Shanahan?
No.
Tomlin?
Well, you're talking about, in today's game.
Like right now. If you say Andy's one, Belichick's still got to be near the top two or three. But who else we putting in the mix? I think Shanahan's a very good coach.
Yeah, but he's not a game day coach.
I agree. McVay?
No, not yet. No.
He's got a ring. Shanahan doesn't have a ring.
Yeah. You know, that's a tough call because I don't know what coaches.
Well, it's kind of tough to move the guys from the top down. Like, who are you putting in their place? When you move Belichick down.
Yeah, he's 2 or 3.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give him 2 or 3.
All right.
But he had Brady.
So the Eagles next week have to beat.
Even Rodney Harrison told me without Brady, they're just like a 9-win team.
So next week you're saying the Eagles have to beat the best coach in the league and the best quarterback. Big challenge.
That's right, but the rest of the team around.
I
good.
I
Football
get it.
Football is more of a team game.
So I agree. All right, let's end with this. Sixers get a win last night over the Magic.
I liked them last night because what a stupid way. The NBA is a joke. They schedule the same team twice in a row
in the same
place. City.
It's like baseball now. They have like series.
It's almost like you can't win both. They're trying to keep the teams to win more games that way. They're trying to save the team's money with travel.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have to travel, so they stay here. I loved the Sixers last night because once they lost the first game, and they only covered by like a point or a half a point, but I loved them because once they lost the first game, but they didn't blow me away in these two games. They just didn't blow me away.
Well, and it was against a bad team in the Magic. Are you ready to congratulate Glenn Rivers, Eastern Conference Coach of the Month for January?
Congratulations, Glenn.
Okay. So I just wanted to hear you say it.
You know what? It's just that those awards are so irrelevant. It just, you know,
I do think monthly coaching awards are silly. That feels
stupid.
A little weird.
Yeah, it's stupid. So, you know, they did a good job and things worked out. And who did they play that was any good?
I mean,
they won all the games on the West Coast, which is
yeah. The Denver game Saturday was their best win, maybe
yes.
All year.
That was the only one, right?
Yeah. Their schedule's about to get much more difficult. If you looked at the next 3 weeks, it's. Then they
I
have
really,
one or two
I
layups.
Denver. I love Denver and Denver. I don't know when they play.
Mid or late March. Yeah,
well,
they go
it's
back.
It's not a back-to-back.
No, it's not. I looked.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know Embiid's going to play in that one. That's his chance to win the MVP. He's got to beat him again.
He's not winning the MVP. I mean, Tatum or Jokic are the MVPs right now.
Right. So the latest odds are Jokic 1, Embiid is 2. He jumped to 2 after that game Saturday. I'm just telling you.
Because people are betting it, not because.
Well, because they got excited off the one game.
What's the matter with
Tatum? It is a little weird. He's like 3rd or 4th in the odds. He's on the team with the best record.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been really good.
Yeah.
All right, Howard. So we're here on Saturday morning, the Borgata.
Yeah, I'll be at the Borgata, and it's we scheduled another one because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, so you extended it.
Extended it, and be there Saturday morning. Look forward to seeing people there. And yeah, I'll get the sheet. I'll run down the prop bets at the Borgata Sportsbook, and I'm going to ask Mark Lawrence about a few of them. What he likes or doesn't like.
There's so many. There's more than, I mean, there's hundreds.
The Super Bowl.
I mean, it's crazy.
You know what's sick? People bet on the coin toss.
I know. I think we're on a streak here of heads. I think it's like 4 in a row.
You know what? Here should be another prop bet. Does the team that wins the coin toss accept or defer?
Eagles had some success getting the ball
if
first.
If the Eagles win,
they will defer.
They will defer. But if Kansas City wins, I'm not so sure they'll defer.
So that means the Chiefs are getting the ball first in your scenario. Because, right, if they accept it, they'll take it. The Eagles get the toss. They're giving it.
Yeah, so is that a prop? I wonder if that's going to be a prop bet.
Howard, anything's a prop bet. The Gatorade color, the songs that Rihanna's going to sing at halftime. You could bet on her first song.
Is it over or under on the national anthem?
Yes.
It's crazy.
Who's singing the national anthem? I forget. It's a country singer, isn't it?
I don't even know.
When I heard the name, it wasn't like, wow. Yeah. But I remember hearing the name. I think it's a country singer.
You know what? Some people listen outside the stadium.
I know.
And time it. So that's a tough thing to put up.
Info, because they do the rehearsal on Friday.
Yeah, so you just stand outside the stadium and you listen for it.
Who's the name? Chris Stapleton is the name of the guy doing the national anthem.
All right. That's just...
All right, so prop bets with Howard on Saturday morning. I'm excited.
Well, you know what? Because it's just an over-under in the game.
Yeah.
I would take, right now I would take the Eagles, and I would lean towards the over, but I want to see what happens. It's just, everything's been under so far.
It is hard to imagine both these offenses staying under for 4 quarters, though.
Yeah.
They average 28 per point game
each. Turnovers change the number, too.
Sure.
It really changes
the number. But both these quarterbacks protect the ball, so...
Yep.
Yeah, I think we get points on Super Bowl Sunday. All right, Howard, I will see you next week in Phoenix.
Yes, we will see.
See you on Radio Row.
Yes, it'll be wonderful. It'll be a blast.
Yes, we will have fun. We'll listen to Howard on Saturday, and we will chat next week. And, of course, we're riding with the King, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By the way.
What do you got?
By the way. It's mind-boggling, and I won't give the number. We know that Brandon Graham and Jalen Hurts went to the Syracuse game. Now they're, honorary alumni, right? Neither one had anything to do with Syracuse. The money that they got paid from this alumni would make you choke.
So this was a Syracuse alumni that wanted them to come to the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm a billionaire.
I did see it Monday, and I was bizarre. I couldn't figure out the connection between Jalen or Brandon to Syracuse, Virginia.
He has people come up all the time, and he's got so much money.
So it's a status thing.
Yep. I'm not going to – I don't know what Jalen got, but I have kind of an idea what Brandon got, and it's just unconscionable.
Go to a basketball game.
Yeah, to have a guy – fly him up.
The weird part is, like, who cares? I mean, like, what kind of – it's a status thing. That's all.
Well, they just won the game.
Yeah, I know, and I get it. They're the talk of the sports world.
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane.
Well, listen, if someone's offered paying you, you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you go. All right, Howard, we'll see you next. I'll see you next week in Phoenix, and we'll be back on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.